RCR with Paul Brennan.
So, to the call for a moratorium on water fluoridation and the growing push, it's a big push now, for a public inquiry into its safety. Joining us is Mary Byrne, National Coordinator of Fluoride Free NZ, voluntary non-profit organisation where every dollar donated goes directly towards ending fluoridation. There's a little plug for donations, Mary. Welcome in. Good to talk to you again.
All right. Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
Now, Fluoride Free NZ is calling for this. We've spoken to recently Vince Cucurillo, Mayor of Whangarei, also Conan O'Brien, Rotorua councillor, and that was for a, I think, a letter from the councillors in Rotorua to go to the Director General of Health, if my memory serves me correctly, who's now resigned. The person we're talking about is Diana Safati, and more recently Vince Cucurillo, basically saying there is no law we can be jailed for holding off on. He wants an inquiry and a sort of court determination on the decision of the now resigned Director General of Health. So that sort of brings us up to speed. Now, Fluoride Free NZ has come out after Michael Connett's visit. He talked with us to talk about a moratorium on water fluoridation. Well, that's a no-brainer, isn't it? I mean, it needs to stop regardless, right? Because it's a neurotoxin. It's Michael Connett has proven in a slogging it out session, multiple sessions in courts in the US, that it is a danger. And it's solved, really. So it should stop now, right?
Oh, it definitely should stop. I mean, there's absolutely no justification for it. The federal court found that with a preponderance of evidence that fluoridation is a risk to children's IQ. So how can we not stop? You know, we need to stop and have a public inquiry like the council's calling for so that everybody can see the information. But, you know, surely this is the time for the precautionary principle. If ever there was a time for the precautionary principle, then it has to be now. We shouldn't be waiting for anything else. You know, it's just so plain. Everybody that came to see Michael Connett's presentation left an absolutely no doubt that fluoridation needs to stop. And as I said at the Wellington talk, if that presentation had have been on TV1, fluoridation would have been ended the next day.
So what has been the reporting? We covered Michael Connett. We interviewed him. A few others have chatted to him as well, I would imagine. I haven't seen any major piece in any mainstream media. So that it's just radio silence there, is it, to the general population on this issue?
Yeah, no media have reported on it, apart from the Cambridge News actually did have one article about the Cambridge talk. So the Cambridge talk was held at the Cambridge Town Hall, which is a beautiful venue which holds about 200 people. We ran out of chairs and we were standing at the back. It was about 15 of us that had to stand out the back because there were so many people. So the Cambridge News are the only paper in the country that have reported on it at all. And then, unfortunately, they then had a piece under that about the dentist who thinks that children's teeth are all going to fall out if we don't have fluoridation, which, I mean, obviously is not true because half of New Zealand is not fluoridated and children have perfectly good teeth. But, yeah, it's appalling, really, and that's a big problem if we were to have a referendum because, as Winston Peters said, we would need a fair referendum. So how do we have a fair referendum if we don't have media representing the issue fairly? I mean, it's so bad these days that the media, you know, not even mentioning his name, RNZ, TV1, Newsroom, whoever, they're not even mentioning Michael's name. And we've had hundreds of people turn up at these talks, you know, and by public demand, we zoomed the last one down into, you know, venues down in the South Island.
We don't need a public inquiry. The public inquiry has been done for us by others. It's a charade. Why even go through that?
Where it has been done, really, they've stopped fluoridation. I mean, there's no fluoridation in the whole of continental Europe. Only 10% of the UK is fluoridated. And now the US is looking likely to stop fluoridation in the next over the next year or two. You know, we're not exactly sure how they're going to go about it yet. We don't think they're going to have some big executive order or anything like that. We think it will be by educating the public and having transparency in the health agencies, you know. So, you know, what are we going to do? Are we going to be the only country in the world still doing it?
Surely the Minister of Health, the Director General of Health, all they need to do is ring each other up and say, okay, it stops tomorrow. Everyone rings up the councils. No more. Get rid of all the gear. It's over. I mean,
Yeah.
how hard is that?
No. So what we need is the new Director General of Health, whoever that is, whether or not they're permanent or temporary, they need to stop it. So presumably they would want to do a review themselves. But before that, they could straight away tell the councils there will be no enforcement if you decide
Well,
not to
that's the
start it.
moratorium, basically, essentially, isn't it? It's a moratorium right there.
Well, they could straight away do a moratorium and then review the evidence.
But it's all there anyway.
I know,
We have to
it's
have a
all there.
play act, like we're all kids, you know? We're grown-ups and, you know, find someone better than Connett to do the job in the world. You won't find them here.
No, I don't think you'll find them anywhere. I think, you know, Michael Connett is the world's leading expert on fluoridation. There's nothing really you can ask him that he's not going to be able to answer. I think the trouble is with our country, you know, is we do go along and just continue on with things like we have with other things and like what we're looking at with the gene technology bill, just absolutely ridiculous. So we need people to be active, unfortunately. We need the public. So it's been fantastic that so many people came to the talks because that has sent a message to central government that they do have support from the public to,
But only a week or so ago from this chat, maybe even less time than that, you had the health minister saying he's got no problem with it, supports it. And he's the health minister. The health minister.
Yeah, well, I doubt that he's actually looked at the information. He's
Well,
just.
don't open your mouth then.
He doesn't know the subject, so he's just going
But
along.
don't open your mouth.
And there's an arrogance in this country where people who are opposed to fluoridation or have questions about vaccines or gene technology or 1080 or anything like that are put down and, you know, called names, etc. And it's this arrogance of people who actually hardly know the information at all. So, you know, that's a cultural problem that we have here.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's a broader problem. Many issues are affected by
But, you know, I
what you've
think that we're very
described.
close to ending fluoridation, and I'm really
I
pleased
agree.
with Winston Peters and New Zealand First. Really pleased. Jamie Arbuckle came to the Wellington presentation and he completely gets it. So we all need to be going to the various councils and asking those councils to also write a letter to the Minister of Health for a public inquiry. That will create a lot of pressure. And then those councillors that are in councils that don't have a majority opposed to fluoridation or even questioning fluoridation, they can send the letter themselves and that will hold weight. But what it takes, ordinary New Zealanders, you know, looking up when it's their next meeting, emailing the council saying they want to go and speak and asking just precisely for that for a public inquiry. So I think we're getting close. We've just got to keep the pressure on. If it stops in the USA, surely we won't continue here, but we might continue for longer if ordinary citizens aren't up in arms.
Just a quick question to finish on. The timing of the resignation of Diana Safati, do you think there's any pressure regarding this issue involved? I mean, we're second guessing, but the timing's always interesting for me.
Well, my guess, right? Because it's short, you know, it is only my guess. I think that she was waiting to see if Robert F. Kennedy was confirmed or not,
That was it, the
because
last.
that was the exact timing. Robert F. Kennedy gets confirmed. You know, we all know that he's going to be working towards ending fluoridation in the USA. So, where does that leave our Ministry of Health? And if we look at what she was doing prior to that, she was not backing down one iota. That the letter that she sent the Whangarei District Council was very strongly worded.
Yes, it
So
was.
she was not backing down. So I think that My guess, right? I've got no inside information.
Yeah,
My guess is that she knew about Robert Kennedy and she was waiting for that. She found out he was confirmed and she thought, well, the gig's up. And she couldn't ever go out in public and talk about it. You know, she sent two people to Rotorua to talk about it. One is the chief dentist and the other one was a doctor. And when the doctor was asked, how does he justify, you know, delivering a medication to all the individuals in the community, he said that fluoridation didn't treat individuals, it treated the water. So
okay.
does he think the water has teeth or something? You know, I mean, it's just so ridiculous. So it means she herself didn't go to Rotorua District Council and
I'm
she
still,
hasn't
well,
been.
I'm still processing that. Still processing what that actually means. It treats the water, there's a disconnect in saying that from where the water goes into people. Am I getting that right?
Yeah, I mean, how could it treat the water? Treat the water for what?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's a dental
Like
thing.
killing bugs or something in the water. Is that his concept of it?
Yeah,
And
it's
you
just
nice clean water that you
yeah,
drink. Well, if
the dentist, she said to the councillors, "Oh, well, you shouldn't really, you know, listen to Michael Connett because he's just a lawyer, but he's just a lawyer who has deposed the top scientists at the EPA who were defending
see the
fluoridate."
arrogance? See the professional arrogance that comes through there? It's just below the surface.
And I mean, she's just a dentist.
Okay, is there anything people can do to help on the pile-in? What do you suggest?
Yeah, I think they need to go to their councils. Look up when the next council meeting is, email them, say you want to go and speak. And if they don't let you speak because not on the agenda, there's a way of getting a little petition of 20 signatures and then you can get on the agenda. But they can contact us if they need help. But I think that's definitely the next move. That's what we would like everyone to do.
All right, clock's ticking. Let's see what happens in, give it a week, maybe two. What do you reckon? It's good to set targets on these things. You
Over the
never
next
know.
couple of months, over the next
Okay,
couple
you
of
give
months.
it more, a bit more time than me. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
Okay.
Mary Byrne, Fluoride Free NZ. Thanks for coming back on, Mary. Good to see you.
Okay, thanks, Paul.